At night, we're inviting you to stay tuned for the next half hour for one of radio's outstanding dramatic productions on Proudly We Hail. Proudly We Hail. And now another Proudly We Hail, one of radio's outstanding dramatic half hours, transcribed coast to coast in cooperation with this station and presented by your Army and your Air Force. From Radio City, New York, here is your host and star on Proudly We Hail, the distinguished star of the theater, screen, radio, and television, Conrad Nagel.
Thank you, Senator Fanghart. Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Proudly We Hail.
Conrad, I believe you said that this was one of the most frightening stories you've ever read.
Indeed it is, Ken. It's a tale of terror. Well, these are the best words I can think of to describe it. The title of our play is The Trial. And our first act curtain will rise in a few minutes after this very important message.
Air Force enlistments have been restricted for a long time, but they're open again now. Go to your nearest United States Army and United States Air Force recruiting station and enlist in the United States Air Force today. And now with your star, Conrad Nagel, in the role of Roger Lewis, your Army and your Air Force presents the Proudly We Hail production, The Trial. This is a story about two emotions, anger and fear. How one developed the other and how one became the other. It concerns mainly Roger Lewis, a lawyer, and Leo Collier, a man who sent to prison for life.
Now remember, darling, drive carefully.
Yes, sir. And you remember to take care of yourself.
Right.
Oh, Mary will come in to clean on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Tom will be around to take care of the lawn and things on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of food in the icebox.
Yes, so yes, dear, I know. Now stop worrying, will you? And give your mother the old battle axe. My best.
Roger.
I'll write you a letter. I might even call you up if you're good.
Mm, that'll be nice. I'll miss you.
Miss you too, sir. It'd be kind of lonely around this joint without you.
Shall I call and tell her I can't come?
Oh, you promised it, Paula. I'll last 10 days. Don't worry. You know, I'm awfully busy anyway.
I suppose it's been most of your time in the city.
Yeah, a good part of it. That's where I've got to get now. We've got a beautiful day to drive, so take all sleep. And I love you, darling. And I'll miss you. I'll see you in 10 days. Kiss.
Didn't I go tomorrow?
You scat. Yes?
Mr. Lewis, Captain O'Neill is on the phone. He'd like to speak to you.
Thanks, Miss Cole. Put him on. Hello, Ned. Well, what do you know?
Hi, Rod. Charles, the defender of truth and justice.
Well, I can't complain, Sherlock.
Yeah, listen, Rod. Remember a guy named Leo Collier?
Well, I should. About a year ago, wasn't it? He killed his brother, opened and shut case to get life.
Yeah, you got a good memory. Well, there's no need to get worried, but I thought you ought to know. Collier and two other lads escaped from state prison about 2 hours ago.
Well, why should that worry me, Ned? I think you and your boys would do the worrying.
Oh, we'll catch him soon enough, all right. But Collier swore he'd break out, and when he did, he'd get you.
Why? Because I proved he was guilty of a crime that was obvious?
Don't ask me, boy. Where are you staying now?
Staying? Well, we stay at home.
It might be a good idea if you and your wife moved into the city until we caught Collier. No point in taking any chances.
Oh, don't be silly, Ned. My gosh, you don't think a man who just broke out of prison is going to be interested in tracking down the lawyer who sent him there? Look, he's going to be spending all his time trying to get away.
Well, maybe true, but why take a chance with your wife?
My wife is perfectly safe, Ned. She went to visit her mother. And I assure you, Collier and all the criminals in the world wouldn't stand a chance against that woman.
Yeah, too bad she didn't come to stay with you.
Hey, you really want to frighten me. Now, look, Ned, go catch Collier and don't worry about me. If I need any help, I'll holler.
Well, if you do, I hope I can hear you calling.
Stop sounding so melodramatic. Look, if there's anything under the bed, I'll send up a red rocket. How about lunch sometime? Who's that?
It's me, Miss Lewis.
Oh, come. Now, what are you doing here? It's kind of late to be working, isn't it? I thought you weren't coming till Saturday.
Well, it's going to blow tonight, Mr. Lewis. Thought I'd better get the lawn chairs in, a few things like that.
No.
I knew the wife was away and didn't know when you'd get back from the city.
Well, that's mighty thoughtful of you, Tom. What makes you think it's going to blow tonight? The sky looks clear.
Oh, I can tell, Mr. Lewis. Going to blow hard.
Well, I'll take your word for it, Tom. Thanks.
I'm glad to blind. Night, Mr. Lewis.
Night, Tom.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
You might know. Hey, fair time.
Well, Tom wasn't kidding.
Well, I closed everything and locked it. Not a blasted French window. There, you. You stay shut and let a tired man sleep. Oh, hey. Hey, well, the fans are broken. There's some wind.
Even in the dark, you know me, don't you, Lewis? You'll forgive my little prank. I thought it might upset you. So that meeting me would upset you even more. I see that I've gained the desired effect.
Well, I don't know what you have in mind, Carly. If you got any sense at all, you give yourself up.
That's a rather ridiculous statement on the face of it. Do you know why I'm here?
Yeah, I guess. You want to kill me for doing my duty.
Duty, Tom. You're not in the courtroom now. You did your duty, all right. You saw to it that I was doomed to the life of a caged animal. You saw to it that I was buried alive in a tomb of gray rock and iron bars. What do you know of the days and nights, the endless days and nights without hope and without future?
You should have thought of that before you killed your brother.
Listen, I killed my brother because if anyone needed killing, he did. But you and no one else cared about that. All you were interested in was to see that your precious laws were upheld.
Well, it happens to be my job. I don't make the laws, Carly.
A cold-blooded killer, you called me. You were very eloquent. What did you know of Ben? He was twisted and evil, and he killed things all his horrible life. Well, not the way I did, directly with a gun. He was too smart.
Oh, that's rot. You were twisted, Carly. You hated him because he was successful and you weren't. You hated him because he married the woman you wanted. You hated him because he was the man you could never be.
Shut your face.
I'm the expected king by death.
Two things. I'll have them both. Revenge and freedom.
And you'll get neither.
We'll see, Mr. Lawyer. I'll wager I'll change your mind on first score soon enough.
Why don't you kill the judge and the jury as well?
I'll settle for you.
Well, I suppose two murders on your conscience is no worse than one.
Not a bit. But who said I was going to kill you? No, I'm not going to kill you. You're going to kill yourself when I'm through with you. You see, Lewis, I was lying out there in the bushes when your wife left. I know that Mary comes on Thursday and Tom on Saturday, and I know we've got 10 days and nights ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. You've forgotten I have a job. You know, my office is going to wonder what's happened to me.
Oh, no, they're not. Because you're calling them in the morning. You're going to tell them your wife isn't well and you'll be out of town. They're going to tell Mary the same thing. It won't be necessary for her to come and clean. It's for Tom. He can mow the lawn all he likes. He won't bother us.
Well, the police will trace you here.
This is the last place they'll trace me. Things are going to work out very nicely. And I guarantee you when the 10 days are over, I've made you suffer what I've suffered in a year. You'll be very happy to die, Mr. Lewis.
Lewis Davidson Platt, Miss Brown speaking.
Hello. Hello, Miss Brown. It's Mr. Lewis.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Miss Brown, I won't be in. My wife called last night. She's not feeling well. I'm going to have to see her. I probably won't be back for 10 days.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I hope it's nothing serious.
No, nothing serious. Thanks. Well, I think I better go.
If anything important comes up, should I call you there? Mr. Lewis.
No. That won't be necessary. I think I'll make it a kind of a vacation.
Yes, sir. I hope your wife will be feeling better.
Yes, thank you, Miss Brown. I'm sure she will. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Very convincing. Not quite up to your best courtroom style, but not bad, considering. You know, your face doesn't look very good. After you've picked yourself up, we'll call Mary.
But, Mr. Lewis, the house will need cleaning. You can leave a key on the back porch, and then when you come home, the house will be nice and clean.
No, that won't be necessary. We'll call you when we get back, Mary.
Oh, you'll get in the doghouse for sure, Mr. Lewis.
I'll have to take that chance. Goodbye, Mary.
Ah, the doghouse. That's a good one. You know, I'm hungry. After I've had some breakfast, we're going to have a workout. And I'm going to use you for a punching bag. And then we're going to have a talk. I'm going to tell you what it's like to be in a real doghouse. Come on. And stay on your feet. Come on, Albert. Time to wake up. What's the matter? Didn't you sleep well? Boy, you're a mess. Here, sit up. I've been listening to the radio. You know where I was seen? In Philadelphia. Good place for me to be. The city of brotherly love.
Kai, you won't get away with this.
Now, what do you think I'm doing? Where's your law and justice now? Still believe in them, Lewis?
You can beat me to a pulp. But you can't change what I believe.
Oh, no? Suppose I was to give you this gun. Would you shoot me or call a cop?
Give it to me and you'll find out.
I'll give it to you, all right. Right in the chisel. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is strong, eh, Lewis? Listen, you poor fool. Your laws won't do you any good here. I'm the law, and every time you break one of my laws, I'll punish you. And I'll punish you until the laws you know become nothing. I'll teach you to become an animal. And the only laws you'll know will be fear and hate. I'll break you bit by bit, do you hear? Bit by bit!
Did you think I'd let you get away that easily, you crazy fool?
When you pick yourself up down there, come back up here to bed. You need your sleep.
Conrad Nagel, starring in the role of Roger Lewis in the proudly rehailed production, The Trial, will return in just a moment for the second act. I have a message for the young men of America. Enlist in the United States Air Force. By doing this right now, when the Air Force is expanding, you have the opportunity to really get ahead. The Air Force needs specialists in radar, radio, weather, aircraft maintenance, and numerous other technical fields. Yes, the Air Force can train you for one of its many technical jobs. Go to the nearest Army and Air Force recruiting station. Have a talk with the recruiting sergeant. Find out for yourself the advantages you can gain by enlisting in the Air Force now. You are listening to Proudly We Hail. And now with your star, Conrad Nagel, in the role of Roger Lewis, we present the second act of The Trial.
Wake up.
Huh? I don't know.
Get in that closet. Come on your feet.
I
can't.
Can't, eh?
Come on, Al. Get to me,
Yes, what is it?
Mr. Lewis, my name is Jeb. I'm on the school board here in town.
My name isn't Lewis. Mr. Lewis is away. I'm living here until he and his wife return.
Oh, I see. I beg your pardon. Can you tell me when he'll be back?
Today's Saturday. He'll be back in 5 days. On Thursday. I'll see Tom if arrives to cut the lawn. You and I will just go upstairs where we won't disturb him. Tonight, we'll write your dear wife a letter, just like you promised. And if tomorrow Sunday, we'll call her up and see how she feels.
Hi, darling. Oh, how nice of you to call. How are you?
Everything is fine, dear. I can report. I miss you.
Roger, are you all right? You sound sick.
Probably a connection. I'm fit as a fiddle.
Well, are you working too hard?
No, dear. I never work too hard.
Yeah. Sound like you've been drinking.
I'm just sleepy, huh? How's your mother?
Nothing wrong with her. Listen, you take care of yourself. Maybe I better come home tomorrow.
No, you really am all right. There's somebody at the door, honey. I gotta go. Take care of yourself.
Roger, wait a minute.
I gotta go. Bye, honey.
Roger! What's the matter, Paula?
I don't know. Sounded like you were half alone.
When the cat's away.
Oh, don't be silly, Mother. I think I'd better go home tomorrow.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He's a big grown man. He can take care of himself.
I don't care. I'm worried. I'm going home tomorrow.
How do you feel about the precious laws now, Lewis? Would you still call the police if I gave you a gun? Or would you shoot me like I shot Ben?
No. If you give me a gun, I'll show you.
I said you'd change. I said you'd come to see it my way. I'm teaching you new laws, aren't I?
You know, Carter, I learned how to use a bullwhip when I was a kid to kill rattlesnakes. If I had a bullwhip, I'd show you.
What would the court say to that? Taking the law into your own hands. Now, if you said that was the right of no man... you're not a man of conviction. Although you're able to get lots of conviction.
No, no, stay away from
me. Not on your life.
Don't.
On your feet. Now. You know fear, don't you? Well, you'll know it a lot better by the time I'm through with you. I promise you by the time I'm through with you, you'll be begging me on hands and knees.
Paula, you're acting like a silly child. If you're so worried about him, call him up again. What's the point in leaving before you have to? You came down here to rest.
Oh, all right, I'll call him. I imagine he'll be at the office now. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Mother, your phone is out of order. Well, it doesn't mean the end of the world, dear. When we drive into town, we'll stop and tell them about it. After all, when you live out in the country like this, you have to expect all sorts of things to happen.
Well, tell you, how'd you kill me? Get it over with.
I would like that, wouldn't you? Now, before I leave, you'll kill yourself.
Never. I'll make you too.
Would you like a mirror? I hardly think you'd recognize yourself. You know anyone who'd be calling you? Answer me or else.
No, no. I don't.
Ah, you remind me of a crab trying to scuttle away. Well, then, we'll just let it ring and pretend we're not here. You fear now, don't you? You fear the sound of my footsteps. You fear my look, my words, my touch, don't you? You fear me if you've never feared anything in this world. You've become a creature of terror and hate. I've made you into what you tried to make me. But I was too strong, Lewis. I turned my head into a sword, and I broke down a prison wall with it so I could get you. You know what we're going to do, Lewis? We're going to have a trial. I'm going to be the judge, the jury, and the plaintiff. Now, you're accused of breaking the law. My law. You've tried to crucify Collier. That's a terrible thing. A horrible crime. How do you plead? I said, how do you plead? Speak up or I get rough.
No, I plead not guilty.
Not guilty, eh? Well, Mr. Lawyer, get up on your feet. And let's hear you plead your case. Let's hear you really plead. Be convincing.
No, I can't.
We'll see about that. You see this? I think he's really fainted. Well, there's always tomorrow. You'll be in better voice in the morning.
Hey, he's gone to the kitchen. The kitchen, eh? We gotta find that whip. Find that whip. Where? Thanks. In the hall closet.
No. No, Alice. I'll tell you, Alice. Sit there.
I'll pull myself up at the banister here. Well, I must hurry. He'll come back.
Just one more flight. One more flight.
There on the wall.
Lewis! Where are you? You can't hide from me. I'll find you.
Up here, Carter. Up here. Come up and get me.
Yeah, it's better without a light.
Here I am, Carter.
You gave me a scare. But the man got away. You'd have been smart if you tried. I'll have to punish you for this. You broke another one of my laws. What are you doing up there?
Come up the stairs and find out.
Remember, I'll have a gun. But I don't think I'll need it.
You want me to plead my case, Carter? All right. I'm ready.
Well, bring up.
Listen. Listen to my voice. Listen to my voice and feel its light.
I'll kill you.
I expect you'd kill me. You won't do that now.
Wait till I find that gun.
Ned. Dusty's up on the second floor. Watch him.
Take me.
He went through the window. Roger. What a look. My God, man.
I guess I didn't holler quite a lot enough, Matt.
Better.
Look a little more like yourself than when I saw you last.
Yeah, quite a sight, wasn't I?
Want to tell me about it?
Oh, it'll keep.
What about Collier? I don't think he's going to make it. Probably better that way.
Yeah. Poor devil.
You can feel pity after what he did to you?
Well, yes. Yes, I can, Ned. Nothing else to feel. He wasn't responsible. He couldn't be blamed for a twisted mind.
Oh, I suppose not. He sent you a message.
Well, what is it?
He said if we hadn't come, if your wife hadn't gotten suspicious and called, he would have won.
No. No, man, he could never have won, no matter what he did to me. Yeah, you can break the law and you can break people. But you can never really destroy either.
Our star, Conrad Nagel, will return in just a moment with a word about next week's show. You Air Force veterans listening to our show, here's some good news for you. For you veterans with experience and special training are needed now. You can enlist with your old grade or better, skip basic training, and be assigned initially to a nearby Air Force base. And this deal holds good for veterans of other branches of the service, too, if they've had the kind of special training the Air Force needs. If you've had training and experience in such fields as radio, radar, maintenance, weather, armament, photography, and many others, you can build a fine future in our fast-growing Air Force. But why not get all the facts? Just stop at your nearest Army and Air Force recruiting station and find out where you are needed in the world's greatest Air Force. Enlist now. Another program on Proudly We Hail. We're going to transcribe in cooperation with this station by the United States Army and the United States Air Force Recruiting Service. Proudly We Hail stars Conrad Nagel. Supporting Mr. Nagel in the role of Leo Collier was Joe DeSantis. The trial was written by DeWitt Kopp. This program was produced under the supervision of Charles and Rogers Productions and directed by Charles Wilk. This is Kenneth Banghart speaking, and here again is your host and star, Conrad Nagel.
Well, friends, next week over the same station on Proudly We Hail, journey with us for an adventure story into the wilds of the jungle in South America. Our play is entitled, In the Dead of the Night. Until then, goodbye.